Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of July, 2023. Now, the Bible reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 28, verses 13 to 18. Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the one who always trembles before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler practices extortion, but one who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long reign. Anyone tormented by the guilt of murder will seek refuge in the grave. Let no one hold them back. The one whose way of life is blameless is kept safe, but the one whose ways are perverse will fall into the pit. Today's article, titled Slow Walking Sin Out the Door, was written by Adam R. Holtz. Our dog Winston knows he's not supposed to chew them, so he's adopted a sly strategy. We call it slow walking. If Winston spies a discarded, unguarded shoe, he'll casually meander in that direction, grab it, and just keep walking away slowly. Nothing to see here. Right out the door if no one notices. Mum, Winston just slow walked your shoe out the door. It's apparent that sometimes we think we can slow walk our sin past God. We're tempted to think that he won't notice. It's no big deal, we rationalise, whatever it is. But, like Winston, we know better. We know those choices don't please God. Like Adam and Eve in the garden, we may try to hide due to the shame of our sin or pretend like it didn't happen, but Scripture invites us to do something very different, to run to God's mercy and forgiveness. Proverbs 28:13 tells us, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. We don't have to try to slow walk our sin and hope no one notices. When we tell the truth about our choices to ourselves, to God, to a trusted friend, we can find freedom from the guilt and shame of carrying secret sin. Let's pray. Father, thank you that my sin doesn't have the last word. Help me to remember, as I tell you and others the truth, that I can be confident in your mercy and forgiveness. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Adi Inka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.